everything that we've learned on the country so far, and everything that we have found, and things that we're in the process of doing to get ready for next week, such as preparing the two constitutions, since we get to history, we've just been sharing history with each other and discussing why we picked our countries.
Great. I got a couple of questions for you. What is a constitution? What is a constitution?
A constitution is rules that the government, well, it's rules for the government of a country.
Anybody else want to add to that?
I want to add a little bit more. for the for here, it's a constitution must be written, and some other places it may not have to be written. It can be verbal or otherwise.
Akilah, the question on the table is, what is a constitution? Isaac Charles said there are rules in this country, written rules that direct a government.
A constitution is written or unwritten rules or laws that govern the people.
Yeah, you cut me off. I was just about to say that. Governance or a way of. Right, like I said, governance. And it can be written or unwritten according to the Aspen Constitution that we read, or the destruction of the Aspen civilization.
It's a law that. Or it is law, not it's law. It's law that determines like the basic political principles of not necessarily a country, but of a government.
Welcome, Nasha. Okay, so this is the Constitution. As you're focusing on anything, the key thing you want to have is a clear definition of it, or definitions, because of course they may vary. So this one is from Wikipedia, some of you said it's a set of rules to govern the people. Isaac Char said it's a set of rules for government, and he comes closest to it in terms of connecting with this particular definition. All right, and notice it's often codified as a written document. What does codified mean? What is codified? Okay, Nasha, thank you for counting. Check it out, you got 30 seconds. A set of rules for government, often codified as a written document.
Wikipedia gives a definition, and it says, and law codification is the process of collecting and restating the law of a jurisdiction in certain areas, usually by a subject, forming a legal code, a book, or a codex or book of law.
What's the root? Very good, Akilah, very good. And the root word for codified is? And a synonym for codified, or for code. Anyway, I'm not sure. What I'm saying is, another word for code is, again, rules. It can be language. In some instances, no, typically not a puzzle. That you write in code can mean it's a particular rule or particular language. Okay, so basically, a constitution is a set of rules for government, often codified in a written document, but not always. And a document that does what? Establishes principles of an autonomous political entity in the case of countries. This term specifically refers specifically to a national constitution defining the fundamental political principles and establishing structure, procedures, powers, duties of a government. Okay? So when you're looking other places, you're looking for, whether they're written or unwritten, agreements. All right, because rules are nothing but agreements, all right, with a sense of them being able to be enforced in that group. how they're enforced may be in different, may be different based on where you are. And they define the political principles, they establish the structure, the procedures, the powers, and the duties of a government. And most constitutions guarantee certain rights to the people. And the term constitution can often be applied to overall law that defines the functioning of a government. All right, so it's just important as you in as you're focusing this week on constitution that you're clear what a constitution is, and that you're looking for the similar elements that are there. Okay. So you were to look at constitutions, and you were to look at what are the defining elements. What do you know about this U.S. Constitution? Just, I'm gonna get off the talk now button. You can fire up the text chat and the talk now button. Give me what you've learned about this Constitution. Okay.
I've learned that it was created September 17, 1787. I've just been pretty much outlining it. Outlining the U.S. Constitution right now, just learning about it. Basically, like how it works, like how it has two legislative branches, House of Representatives and Congress, and then just learning just things like that, how it works with that.
I know that it is the law of the United States. It's based off of, well, I know the United States government is based on the municipality government. It's the Constitution. It like tells about the three main branches of the government in the United States. Yeah.
Okay. Now I've heard what you said, and I've extracted these from the definition. The reason you want to go to the definition is because as you go to your African country, there may not be, they may not be neck and neck. They may not only be called different things, but they may proceed differently. Put in your storehouse of knowledge, whenever you have to do some work, make sure you check out the definitions and sometimes multiple definitions of the term that you're researching. Just trust me, you'll it'll help you in both analysis and description. This is, some of you, what I want you to do is know how. I'm not gonna make you do it all the time, but from your language arts class, you can choose to do an analysis or a description, or a description of the process. And you can use as a subject something that you're having to do in social studies, unless I specifically and say here is a subject you got to deal with. I heard you're talking about the structure of the government. What are the defining elements of the structure? Some of you said it, the defining elements of the structure of the U.S. Government as laid out in the Constitution. What are the key elements that you've ever heard of in your life, or you ever know, or come from your research? We're talking about structure now. No, that is not. Well, you can go to the Bill of Rights and see what that is. The Bill of Rights probably has to do with the last one under certain right, guarantees certain rights to the people, and we gotta see, is the Bill of Rights the same as the Constitution? You know, there. Okay, well, no, there's structure in the Constitution. What is the structure? You know, what says a Constitution often, not always, will define the fundamental principles and establish the structure, the procedures, the powers, and duties of a government. I'm sorry, I misunderstand you, Ife.
Yeah, what you said was, you put in the text chat, most constitutions guarantee certain rights to people. So I was just saying, isn't that in the Bill of Rights, that guaranteeing people? But I wasn't talking about where the structure is.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Thanks for clarifying. What are the branches? Y'all, that's too broad. Those are the defining elements, the branches. What are they? I'm talking about defining elements of the structure. Is the election process part of the structure? Are adding articles part of the structure? Is founding father influence part of the structure? I want you to focus on the structure. What's the structure of government as laid out in the U.S. Constitution? And no, see, if I'm not talking about the structure of the written document. I'm talking about the structure of the government, okay? Not the structure of the written document, not how the written document is structured. The written document lays out the structure. Some of you are putting it in, the structure of government, okay? You talk about the three, that's what I'm talking about, the Constitution. What is the structure laid out in the Constitution, the structure of the government, okay? So I see Isachar first referred to the three branches, and they are the executive branch, there's the judicial branch, and there's a legislative branch, okay? And say something about each one of those branches. What do you know about the legislative branch?
I don't know too much about any of the branches. I honestly haven't studied that far into the Constitution or the country. So I can't really break it up for you in terms of the branches.
Now, this is where Bubble Us will help you, folks, a lot. Oh, this is where I would use it because it can continue to grow. You don't have to, if you, you know, put it down. So you got, you can put, you know, the Constitution, and for example, this part, you can do structure. And then from the structure, you can have judicial branch, legislative branch, and executive branch. And then you can have, okay, what are those, and what do you know of from those? The executive branch is the president, and the president and blah, blah, blah. Judicial branch is the Supreme Court. And what's the legislative branch consist of? Anybody, whether you study the Constitution or not, you've heard enough over your lifetime in the news. What are the legislative branch of government consist of? Very good, Akanke. The Senate and House of Representatives, okay? And so that's part of the structure, okay? Now there also was some key elements of the federal government and how it relates to the state government, okay? In terms of, you know, there. I typed in a key concept that you'll hear talked about when it comes to the U.S. Constitution, that has checks and balances. Another one is separation of powers. What you're trying to do is, you remember, as you're looking at this, you're to look at, and y'all, you just got to study this. You got to go through it. You most of this stuff around the U.S. stuff is going to be on the internet. Okay, Akila, what are the defining elements? Okay, of the U.S. Constitution. Okay, and so. You have that. Yes, Sister Tenyade. Can I help you? Okay. So that's something of the structure, you know, of government, right? And now that you have those words breaking out in the definition, you might begin to look at different parts. Again, you're talking about the defining parts. So you would be often, so now let's go from structure to fundamental political principles. What are they? What are the fundamental political principles of the U.S. government? Guess, even if you don't know.
Do you want us to play this game?
Not necessarily. You can for your whatever. I'm just letting you know how simply I just put in political principles, fundamental political principles, and these are the things that have come up. So I mean, you know, y'all got to put time in it, okay? But it's not a lot of time on this side. You may have to do some more research on the other side, in terms of your particular, the country that you've chosen, but so that you can get to it, that's where the time will come in. I mean, in terms of doing some other research, but you clearly got to have these. And all I'm doing right now is I just went to, Google and put in fundamental political principles, y'all. Okay. Again, this is coming from, starting with the definition. And I can't stress to you how important it is when you're going to be doing research on something and writing about it, that you get clear about what the definition is, okay? So you're not guessing in, in the dark. Now, so, Ife, you got to do it based on the time, but I'm gonna be honest with you, y'all got to put in the time, okay? That is, you do it based on the time that you have here, but you got to get into it, okay? That's all. So, I really want you to start asking questions to get clear. I need you to step up as a senior and ask questions. And when you're given an assignment, if you're not clear about it, to ask then, okay? This is the second week. I don't want to hear it. I want you to ask questions so you can get clear. Yes, Ife?
Okay, I'm not trying to make excuses or anything. I'm unclear. I mean, I understand now that I'm unclear, but I didn't know that I was unclear before. So, what I mean by I'm unclear is that I know I was going based on like the week, what we're supposed to do during the week, where we have week four, week five, blah, 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 and then we have Constitution. And I asked some questions last week, that did clarify, but I guess didn't give me this that we were supposed to study. So I know somewhere in there we're supposed to study U.S. Constitution, but since the U.S. Constitution is so big and all of that, and then you have, like, the different parts of the government, blah, 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 I was just unclear as to how we were, to study it. It was just kind of very general for me, and I didn't really know what the setup was. So that's all I'm saying. And so I would like to get clear on that for future notice.
Sometimes you got to define your own. The key is I can tell, if you have to make a decision and you says, okay, I know this. If I know that you know some key things, then it's like, fine, you got it, and you bring that to the table, okay? When you start making notes and then creating a presentation, that's going to force you to focus, all right? Whenever there is something huge, then, you focus on an area, all right? And I'm giving you a tool right now that will serve you well for the rest of your life if you choose to use it. And that is, when you got to write about something, you want to get clear about what the definition is. And all I'm doing is going from that, and I'm demonstrating how you can do that, not only for now, but for the future. So, and I disagree, it ain't so big. It's actually small, the Constitution is. All right. Tell me what those principles are. Y'all talk about them for a second. Okay, Nasha, fundamental, limited government, rules of law, democracy, representative government. What are those things? What are those things? Nasha, let's talk about those and others in the class. Those are, and the links that I've just given you also give you different ones, are mostly the same. I think sometimes there are five of them as opposed to four. So what are these political principles? Let's talk about them. What do you know about limited government? What does that mean? Rules of law, what does that mean? Democracy, what does that mean? Representative government. So y'all, let's guess. What is limited government? What does it mean, you think, rules of law? Okay. What do you think democracy is? What do you think representative government is?
I think representative government, I think that's where each state has a governor and representatives within each state's government or system there in each state. So it's sort of a representative government where people are, or the people are represented by other people according to their state. So.
All right, that's a great example. That's how representative government works. Very good. Representative government. That, I think, maintains the central idea, and that is each area, state, or whatever, sends representatives, and those representatives of people then, in fact, make government. All right. So what's democracy?
I believe democracy, the way I think of it is, whenever I hear democracy, I think of the one man, one vote, that everyone, or at least they want to portray that everyone has a say in government and who's in government, and that everything is equal to some point. So, yeah, like if you listen in theory. So.
Well, when you are writing the definition, it is all theory. So we're saying, what is the definition of democracy? What is democracy? All right. So that's all we're talking about, is theory. Okay. Now, the reason you have the license and expectation that you also at some point deal with form and function is because the form can be the definition. This is what it is, and then here's how it functions. And it may function according to the form, or it may function contrary to the form, or in some ways work with it, in some ways work against it. Okay? So, anybody else? What is democracy? Thank you, Nasha. One man, one vote, the concept. Anybody else? What's democracy? Quickly.